T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan, brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate, administration, they do a little bit of everything. And they are here to take care of you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. 7.5 wins is the new over-under as projected by oddsmakers for the Commanders. They're sitting at 3-5. They've got the Seahawks on Sunday night and the Lions next week, staring down the possible barrel of 3-7. Do you have them over or under 7.5 wins? And it must be stated, Danny, how disheartening it is that we're here having this conversation.
Totally.
It was only a couple weeks ago where we were still talking about the postseason and how these games are important for playoff seeding and the wild card. And now we're saying, do we think they get over 7 wins?
Yeah,
things
they
have really gotten off the rails.
Yeah, it's gone from salvage. It's gone from, not even salvage, but like turn the ship around to get to where we want to go. It's, well, that destination was a delusion. And we set out to reach America and we're like, you know, 50 miles off the coast of Iceland. You know what I mean? It's like this is just a totally different conversation. Really, really disappointing. And we all know the reasons for what, where, when, how, and why. It's just a matter of how much blame you assign to each thing. But it is. It's depressing, man. I mean, we talked about this going the beginning of the season, where you look at the schedule and we said, hey, this is more difficult. So maybe 12 wins, probably not on the table. You could be better this year than you were last year and not win as many games, which I think is very reasonable. But now we're talking about, not only are you going up against better teams, so that lowers your win total, but you ain't as good. That's going to lower it too.
Let's go to the phones and see what the people think. 800-636-1067. Dickie's in Fairfax on The Fan. Dickie, over under 7.5 wins.
I'm going to go over, and there's two reasons why. I really do like their odds on Sunday night. I think it's a tough one for Seattle. They're 3-0 on the road. It's hard to win 4 straight road games in this league. I really do. And then when you got Jaden Daniels, I mean, this is assuming he's healthy. If he's not healthy, blow it up. But if he's healthy, this team could easily win 8 or 9 games. I just don't think they're going to get to the 10 they need to get into the playoffs.
So I don't disagree with your logic that they should be better the rest of the way with a healthy JD5, but I'm going to acknowledge that they're under 500 when he starts this year. They're 2-3, and that's despite being favored in multiple of their losses. They were favored against the Chicago Bears, if you remember, and lost that game at home, oh, by the way. So they're a sub-500 team even when he starts this year with real bad losses at Green Bay and at Dallas. Really only one strong offensive performance in those 5 games, I would say, and that was at L.A., where they were down 10-0 at one point in time. But the second half of that game, Daniels was just back to 2024 form. It was the best half he's played. Let's go to David and Tyson's over-under set at 7.5 wins, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Man, I think they win, I think, 5. Honestly, I look and I'm not even that confident about that. It's been just such a disaster of a season. And just kind of going back to what you guys were saying about how disheartening this is, like the reality is setting in of just how much of an anomaly last year was and how bad this team really is.
David, do you think the team is this bad, or do you think the injuries have crushed them?
I'm not questioning you. I'm just asking straight up.
Like, I wonder that myself.
I think last year was such an anomaly. I think if you looked at the statistics, they told the real story of last year. And just from a front office standpoint, that's what I can't get over. I'm so disappointed in Peters, and the two draft classes have been absolutely abysmal. And I just don't know what, like, I've called in before and I've just, with your guys' show specifically, and I've been like, what is the logic here? I don't understand, like, the conversations that are happening in the building. I can't even get excited about maybe even having high draft picks, because A, we only have 5 picks this next coming year, so we can't even take advantage of having a down year.
Right.
And I don't trust the evaluators.
So let me push back a little bit on that last point. We can get to the 2024 class in a second. I don't dislike this class at all so far. It's very early, and there's a lot still TBD on this class. But Trey Amos in the second round, to me, looks like a win. I really like that player. I think he's going to be a very good corner for a long time.
I agree.
And I believe through 8 games, he's been their best corner this season. I like Jalen Lane as a pick in the 4th round. Now, we can pick nits over his performances or if he's been good or if he hasn't, but as a 4th-round pick, to have gotten on the field to the extent that he has, he is going to have a bigger year this year than, say, Luke McCaffrey did in his rookie year as a much higher draft pick. Plus, he's helped you. He's already got a punt return touchdown. He's one of the leaders punt return average for most weeks in the league this year. I actually think that's a good draft pick where they made it. Kane Medrano, 6th-round special teamer. We'll see if he plays on D at all.
Might
whatever.
Have a little, yeah.
And then Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt in the 7th round is a slam dunk. I don't know if he's a great player, a long-term answer. Is he going to make Pro Bowls? I don't know.
Yeah, from the picks you had, that's pretty damn good.
When you pick in the 7th round and you get a starting running back, that's a victory. So, Danny, now I circle back to, I didn't mention Josh Connerly. This is very much an up-in-the-air, we'll see. Personally, my opinion on him is, I think he's going to be really good. I watch him and I see what it needs to look like to have the hope that he could develop into being a long-term answer at tackle. If you watch him and you say, he's had a tough year, I don't really see it, okay, that's fine. We could disagree. We'll come back in a year or two and see where we're at. But there are growing pains.
Yeah.
He's going through those. It hasn't been pretty. But size, mobility, agility, athleticism, he checks all those boxes. I like the idea of him. I think he's going to be good. So I actually look at this year's draft class very favorably right now.
I do too. And I'm still in on Connerly. Now, maybe that's confirmation bias. Maybe I'm seeing what I want. I understand. I saw the games too.
But you're
you guys.
Acknowledging, yeah. I think we're both saying, like, yeah, it hasn't been great. Also, this is what it looks like when a young tackle's finding his way.
Right. I mean, there are differences between top 10 tackles and then, of course, the guys that, you know, go in round 3 that turn out to be stars and nobody knew, otherwise they would have gone in the top 10. You plant that guy at left tackle for the next 15 years and he goes to the Hall of Fame and you never worry about him. And then there's a little bit more developmental. He's a little bit more raw, a little bit more mold of clay. But the starter skill set, to me, is there, and they're, to their credit, actually, whereas they're not doing a Zach Ertz bit with him and just starting Andrew Wiley or somebody else. They're going, we're going to let you go through the growing pains a little bit, which they're not doing an awful lot of on this roster.
Great point.
So I'm willing to let him do that if they are as well. I see that athleticism to me is I'll figure it out. It's my same action with Alex Saar. I understand that it ain't great as a rookie. He's chucking threes and doing a bunch of stuff. I'm going, it's kind of stupid for a 19. He's 7 foot tall and he's athletic. I'm going to take extra time to figure it out. That's how I feel about Connerly. Just he moves around too well for someone that size for me to do anything other than be patient.
The 2024 class, yes.
Yeah.
Too many misses or too many things where they happened that don't look like binary wins. Daniels at number 2 overall obviously is a victory, okay? Johnny Newton in the 2nd round is not one right now. Got out-snapped a couple of weeks ago by Sheldon Day. Mike Sanders still in the 2nd round a year ago was a gigantic win. Right now is still a win, absolutely filed into that category, but he's taken a step back. Ben Sinnott caught a ball this past week, and we all threw a party. That's not great when you're the 53rd overall pick halfway through your second season. Brandon Coleman was in the third round, has gone from starting left tackle to projected starting right tackle to projected starting left guard to inactive most weeks. That's not good at the third round level. Luke McCaffrey's the best kick returner in the league and a occasionally used wide receiver, but 2 years in for a third round pick, that's not what you were expecting in the top 100. Doesn't mean he's not a useful player, by the way. But like I would say about Luke, what I would say about if you drafted Sinnott in the fifth round, cool.
Yeah, no problem.
This is a decent piece. If you drafted Johnny Newton, getting what you are out of him in like the fourth round, you'd say, awesome. But Newton was pick 36. Sinnott was pick 53. Luke was pick 100. I like the value of McGee, who's playing a little more now, finally, in the fifth round. That's a win. Hampton's not on the roster. Jean-Baptiste is just a depth guy that's hurt. But there are not enough wins in that gigantic first class. We said, you're starting a new program. It's like your first recruiting class.
Yep.
It's not an easy thing, but you got to hit more often than you don't. And so far, it seems like there's a lot to be desired there. So I understand that the frustrations, but I would not go as far as to say through 2 years the draft has been bad. I don't think that's fair.
No.
The most important pick is Daniels, which looks like a good pick.
Agreed. Yeah, I thought that really that second and third round last year, which is where the meat of it is, that's where starters come from. That's where regular contributors come from for every organization, not just one here. Washington has a terrible history. If you go back and look at second round picks, just being awful and horrendous. I don't think that's this. It's not enough, but it's not disastrous. It's not guys that were like Sua Cravensing, you know what I mean? Where it's like, I don't really feel like it anymore. Just sort of walking away from things. It's been underwhelming, I would say, with you know, still some judgment left to come. But in terms of being totally out on the regime, I think it's premature for that. There's too much good, too much fifth rounder for Deebo Samuel, too much pulling off a trade for Laremy Tunsil, your starter. I understand maybe that's frustrating because you're losing draft picks to do that, but these are moves that I'd make on a binary every time.
Yeah, and I guess when I look at the draft, I'm looking at, would it still make sense to take the player you did in that same spot after the fact? And I think it would, right? Like in a lot, like certainly in Daniel's case, after Williams at second overall. If you did a redraft on that NFL draft, he's going in the top two. Is he going one? I don't know. Drake May might go one, but he's going in the top two right now for sure. And you got him at number two. So it's not like he'd be falling below you or anything like that. And so I'm grading on the curve of you got quarterback right. You drafted a franchise QB who's going to get a second contract, who's going to be around here for a long, long time, and who looks like he could lead you, as we saw last year, into the postseason, into playoff games. And when he's right, he could win you playoff games. He could carry you on his back deep into the postseason. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in, talking about the projected 7.5 wins now for the Commanders this year. Would you go over or under? Joe's in Annapolis. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love the show.
Appreciate you.
Unfortunately, I'm only going to give them two or three more wins, and those would be Miami, Minnesota, and the Giants, and that's really it. I just don't see them winning any of the other games, partly because of the injuries, like you guys have talked about. I don't think McLaren's going to play much more this year. I don't think Daniels is 100%, and the defense just isn't good, and it's too old. So, you know, maybe five wins, maybe a total of five, maybe a total of six at best.
Golly, thanks, can you guys imagine? No, appreciate you, dude. So yeah.
We've had two straight callers now. Say five wins and five or six wins. Do we realize what a disaster that would be if this team goes 5-12, the inverse of last year at 12-5? I mean, is that really on the table here? Is that a legitimate, viable thing?
To go straight Chris Broussard, unless something changes, right? Yeah. Like, it's on the table. Because it's completely reasonable you're 3-7 after the next 2 weeks.
So what I'm about to say is going to sound like big and declarative, like I've got some idea and I don't have it. Like you can't. You can't go from 12-5 to 5-12. I don't mean you can't, like it's not possible. I mean that shouldn't be a thing that is allowed. So what does that mean? I don't know, because it's mostly injuries at that point that kept you from your natural regression of 12-9, and then 9 drops off again.
Because I think we both saw that, right? We
exactly
said they'll go from, they could be, the axiom I was under is, they could be better than they were last year and still not win as many games.
But
just given what their opponents were.
But Danny, I mean, 5-12 is a debacle,
it's a debacle
of a season with the expectations that they had.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just brutal.
Yes.
To go from 12, it would be 12-13 again.
Yep.
It would be you won 7 in a row, you won the division, you're up 14-0 in the playoffs, to whoopsie daisy, the ball got pulled away as you tried to kick again, Charlie Brown. 3-13, and everybody's fired. That was what happened in 2013.
No, I know. It's eerily similar. History repeats itself there.
I don't think they go 5-12.
Because that would put him at 2-7 the rest of the way. I don't see that.
If Daniels plays, you're not going 2-7. And if he plays and you go 2-7, we need to have a conversation at the end of this year. If you're a 5-12 team with Jaden Daniels on the field, a lot has changed in the way of what he's doing to elevate people around him. I don't see that as a path. You should win games like Miami and the Giants. You should be able to hang in division games like you did last year.
You win
Philly
a game you're not
Dallas.
Supposed to.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, it doesn't sound that different between, say, 7 and you know, 5, but the rest of the way, it's very significant.
It's a totally different bucket that because a 7-10 team can be better than a 9-8 team. We've seen that a million times. It's a break here. It's a scheduled thing there. It's who was injured when, et cetera. That's time. You're in that I'm the middle class NFL team bucket, which Washington usually was in, to be honest with you, over all those years. I know we made fun of them when they were bad, and then when you add it all up, they have no 11-win seasons until last year. You know, very few times they'd end up with a winning record, but for the most part, they were in that in between 6.5 and 8.5 win bucket, which the majority of the league is. It's a league of parity. It's designed for that very thing, and a couple teams are immune to it, both on the good side and the bad side. That's where they usually end up. If you're in that 6-7 then it's the bottom of that bucket, certainly, given some of the injuries and how we got here. But that's very different to me than 5-12.
Let's go to Kevin, who is in the district. We're in Grant and Danny. What's up, Kev? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? I think we'll do better than 7.5. But everybody got to look at the bigger picture. The pieces that are hurt that Adam Peters brought in have a history of being hurt. So, like, Adam Peters got to wear a lot of this, man. You keep bringing in off-injured players, thinking, oh, they're with me, they're going to – like, it is what it
it's
is.
It's a thing, yeah. Guys.
Like, they hurt. Like, you just signed a guy, put him right on IR, the defensive tackle. Yeah, like, you signing players that are already hurt when it's players that we all – like, the regular sports fans see that still free agents that could bring in and help our team. Like, I just don't understand the logic. But one thing I know, I'm a 76ers fan. Josh Harris doesn't fire bad coaching, bro. Because Nick Nurse is still there. Look how long, like, he doesn't fire bad coaching, man. As long as he's getting revenue, no coach is going anywhere, bro.
Well, Ron Rivera would like a word,
yeah,
I would say. Because that was one of the first moves that he made. That is a fact about some of the injuries. I'm not going to say all of them. But a lot of these injuries are to guys with injury histories. You know, Austin Ekeler, who's older, has been hurt a lot.
Yep.
In the second half of his career. Last year, it was more concussions, but he had multiple injuries. But if you go back through the end of his time with the Chargers, he was hurt frequently in L.A. I think about Noah Brown through this lens. Noah Brown is constantly hurt. This year, he's been unavailable almost completely, and we're like, where's Noah Brown? Well, you bank on Noah Brown being hurt.
Well, also, there are some guys, and I hate bringing this up just because it's kind of stomach-turning, but there are a couple guys who are hurt all the time, traditionally, who haven't been yet. I mean, Zach Ertz, the idea that he's going to play a full season is crazy. It happened last year, dude. And that was nuts. He was basically out of football because he was hurt so damn much.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lattimore hadn't played this many games since 2021 or something. I mean, he's already exceeded last year's game total.
It's actually a good point. They seem to, I don't want to say care less about injury history, but they seem to make it less of a reason to bring a guy in. That was wordy. Did that make sense?
They don't see it as a deterrent.
It is not the red flag for them, seemingly, that it is with a lot of other teams if you've got injuries in your past. Now, I don't think that explains away all their injury problems because a lot of the guys that are hurt aren't those players, and some of them are even young guys without injury histories. But, yeah, plenty of them are older guys who have long, checkered injury pasts. That's a really good call. Let's go to Paul in Arlington. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm afraid I agree that they're not going to win many more games. I put them, I think, at 6-11. I just don't see them being strong enough at the end of the season to beat the Eagles or the Cowboys. And it's sad because I thought this team was better on the defensive side, but they do need to rebuild the defense. That is the right term for the defensive side. I think the offense is going to be fine next year with some tweaks. But the defense has got to be completely restocked. They're old, they're slow, and they give up huge numbers of points.
I like that, actually, if you want to do it that way. because I've bristled at this idea of rebuilding as a organization, as a team, bottoming out, whatever. On defense, yeah, I can use that phrase. They've got to get younger and they've got to get faster. That's unequivocal. Like the Bobby Wagner thing, he's still great in the box. It's why they're really good between the tackles at stopping the run. Him and those D tackles. He can't get outside to help stop the run. He doesn't move that well. And weirdly, they're not that good at stopping it. A lot of that has to do with the injuries at defensive end, too. But we knew this coming into the year, that this was going to be an issue, and it's reared its head. Because you know who else knows it? Coaches.
Opponents.
Offensive coordinators know it. All right, so let's do this next. Here's the question I want to ask off of this. So pretty much everyone's going under 7.5 so far. I think there's been a couple people who have said over.
Yeah.
If they go 6-11, I'm not even going to go 5-12, which some people have suggested, because I think that's as bad.
That's
as
hard to do.
That's rock bottom kind of thing. But if they go 6-11 under that 7.5 wins, at the end of this season, what's your mindset going into the offseason on the big picture of the program and this regime? Is it as simple as, all right, you're ahead of schedule. This is your get-out-of-jail-free card. Show me something. Do you feel like they need to actually just take a couple steps back and get a lot younger? And are you willing to wear it for a season if they do that? Like, how would you be feeling going into the offseason if it gets that bad? And they don't pick it up in the second half. And they play at this pace again and they go 6-11. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back and thank you for making the show part of your day. Barry's for Luga, who covers all things D.C. sports as a columnist in town for the Washington Post, is stopping by in 30 minutes. We'll ask Barry about the Nats' brand-new managerial hire, a 33-year-old joining their 35-year-old president of baseball operations. Blake Butera is the name for the Washington Nationals, comes from the Tampa Bay Rays organization, where he has most recently been their director of player development, only ever managed at the very low levels of the minor leagues. At 33, he is now a big league skipper. We'll be talking to Barry about that at 6. But right now on Grant and Danny, we're continuing with a discussion on the state of the Commanders. Over-unders now all the way down to 7.5 wins. Most of you are suggesting that you think that they will go under that win total this year. So the question then becomes, we're asking you, 800-636-1067, if it is only 6 wins, or God forbid, lower than that, which can you imagine? I mean, that would just be a nightmare finish. But let's say it's 6-11, something like that. What's your mindset going into the offseason? You just chalk it up to decimated by injuries. Still, everything's okay because you got to the NFC Championship game last year and you have faith in the staff? Or is it a little bit more perilous than that?
So it's not perilous. Here's what it is. It will depend on a course correction. I understand how we got here. Here's how we got here. Year one, they had a choice. Lose a lot, get our teeth kicked in, but start this rebuild. You know, get every draft pick we can, build for the future, et cetera. Or establish this identity and culture, and that's very important to us. They chose option B. They wanted the cultural thing. That includes Ertz and Wagner and this veteran and this 35-year-old and this 34-year-old. They went to the soft part of the market that no one else is really that interested in to try to win right now a little bit, to build something. It worked incredibly well, better than anybody's wildest dreams. You do that, frankly, to win 8 games, to be respectable, but say, hey, we're building something here. We're looking forward to next year. Well, they went to the NFC title game. So they doubled down on that, and now it's blown up in their face. That approach made sense to me, right? So that's what I'll chalk it up to. We were drunk on the joy and power of going to the NFC title game. We should probably stay the course here and see what happens. Well, here's what happened. Everyone's old. Everyone's slow. Everyone's injured. They ain't good. That requires a tearing up of that plan and doing something different. If they kind of double down again and we're doing the Jonathan Joneses of the world and we're doing more Von Millers and we're doing more 34-year-olds that are free agents for a reason, then I'll be upset.
But your confidence in everybody in their roles comes down after a year like this, obviously, leaving the season, right? Like when Adam Peters was hired, I was a 10 confident in Adam Peters. After last year, I remained a 10 confident in Adam Peters. After this year, now I happen to still be a big, 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 big believer in Adam Peters, but you know, I'm an 8.5 or a 9 on knowing he's the right guy for the job. When Dan Quinn was hired, I was a 2 out of 10 or whatever I was. Mm-hmm. After last year, it was kind of hard to be. I was a 6, 6.5 out of 10. Now you come back down if you're me on Dan Quinn. Do you feel the same way?
Or question.
Can you go into the offseason still feeling just as good about everybody in their roles after a year where it was the antithetical to last year? Everything went worse than expected.
Yeah, it's inevitably diminished. As to put a number on it, that's a little harder for me. But your point stands. I mean, you can't go, I feel the same, unless you're just, you know, a member of the Peters family or have his name tattooed on your buttocks. But yeah.
How do you know what I have tattooed on my buttock?
Who told you? Anyway, excuse me.
Dominic's in Ohio on Grant and Danny. Very, very handsome.
Handsome
gentleman.
Man, Dominic.
Looks a lot like Chris Hemsworth. What's up, Dominic? How are you?
Doing very well, boys. Thanks as always for taking the call. Appreciate you guys.
Dominic, am I wrong or has it been a long time since you've
been? It's been a minute, dude. What's going on?
It has been a minute. I am not the biggest baseball guy, so I kind of go dark during baseball season.
Okay.
While you guys do your thing, rightfully so, with your joy and excitement during
Danny, let Dominic know it's week 8 of the NFL season as well, if you get a chance.
I'll pass it on to him.
Yeah.
He may be busy with Columbus Blue Jackets offseason affairs.
Sorry to break up all your Columbus Blue Jackets love on local radio.
I did happen to go to the Blue Jackets Caps game last week.
What happened?
Where the Caps systematically dismantled all things joy and happiness in Columbus.
Yeah,
which
I believe
they do
the
every time I go.
The proper phrase, socially acceptable, is whooped that ass.
Tagged that ass, yeah,
belt
a little bit.
To ass,
yeah,
is what we call
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I am grossly familiar with that because I do have the hook at Nationwide and go to those games pretty regularly to watch that ass whooping. Anyway, I am I remain slightly optimistic on the team. I was on for the last segment, so I am on the over, but under in terms of where we get to make the playoffs and things like that. I think we finished somewhere around 9 wins. But within
realize 9 wins is cooking.
That's like, 6-4 down the stretch.
I mean, and that means if they do lose the next two to the Seahawks and the Lions, which I'm chalking up as losses, that means they're like 9-2 the rest of the way.
6-3, rather.
I mean, rather. Six wins and one loss the rest of the way.
Yeah, I personally think they split the next two. I think they take the Seahawks, and I think they get whooped by Detroit. And then we do all things kind of chalky, where we split the division and probably overtake Miami in Spain. Anyway, it doesn't lead us to a place of happiness. We end the season in despair, looking on the outside of the playoffs. And we have to take stock of what the hell we're doing, where we have so many times leaning on players that are just shy of my age, trying to cover athletes in their prime in the open field, specifically on the defense, where that is a poor idea. And so that's kind of where I live on this, is I think we kind of right the ship. I think because of JD5, all things are possible. But my God.
It's been so long since Dominic called in that he forgot that
he forgot you
can't curse on the radio.
There are rules. This isn't SiriusXM, Dominic.
This guy's called in 1,000 times. He just dropped an S-bomb.
He knows the rules.
That is unbelievable.
Dominic.
It's different in Columbus than it is here, apparently, when they call into Blue Jackets radio.
I suppose. Anything goes after dark in Columbus.
Mark in Largo on Grant and Danny. Mark, if they are well under 7.5 at year's end, how will you be feeling big picture?
Well, to me personally, it depends on how it is. If they're under 7.5 and Jaden's out for the season because of injury, I will be nervous. If they're under 7.5 and it is what it is, this is what we should have had last year. But I got to tell you something, guys. I'm getting a strange feeling about Sunday's game, man. I actually think they're going to win this game because Sam Darnold doesn't play well on Sunday. He doesn't play well in spotlight games. He's not very good in spotlight games. I mean, I think they can get this. It's away from Seattle. They need to win this game. And I think if you win this game, you get Detroit here. Yeah, I know Detroit's great. Yeah, they did a lot of things and stuff like that. But I think if you could rally the team, you're at home. Unlike this month, where they had a lot of their games on the road, it's tough. Jaden needs to be at home. Contrary to what everybody says in the Bears game, I thought Jaden played his butt off with what he had in the Bears, outside of the interception and the fumble. And Grant, you agree with me on that. He had a great game. And I think, you know, he can do things to make things happen. But I think by him being at home, he does most of his magic at home. And that's why I'm not counting this team out for making a run. I think if they win these next two games, and 2 weeks from today, we're sitting up here talking about the game Sunday in Madrid. If they win this game, they're going to Bayern, they're 6-5. They may still be behind everybody else, but you know what? They got the quarterback. And Grant, I know you believe in him. I know you love Drake May, and rightfully so. You should. But that didn't mean that you don't love Jaden Daniels. And for some strange reason, guys, I think this kid playing at home, I think he could win Sunday, and I think he could beat Detroit.
But so this is what I always come back to.
It doesn't sound crazy.
No, I'm with you. It does sound crazy because of the two teams
they've played. How poorly
they
played, yeah.
But ask Danny how many times, just talking behind the scenes, and this is something I bring up on the air all the time, everyone's forgetting last year and what Jaden played like and how well he played. It's as if that's just some distant memory, and it's like a level that no one thinks he can find again. If he were to play at the level he did for most of last year, you're beating Seattle, or you have a really good chance to. If he were to play at the level he did last year, you're beating Detroit, or you have a really good chance to. Now, part of the reason why you beat them in the playoffs is Jared Goff turned it over 5 times, so you need some help from your defense too, obviously.
Big ask.
I understand that. And that's part of the equation. I'm not saying it's just Jaden by himself.
Yeah, I mean, but I saw that Chargers game like everyone else did. Where they were about to be down 17-0.
If he gets back to being Jaden Daniels, you can win any of these games. We're all looking at this like it's going to be Jaden from this year. Can last year's guy show up? Because it's a different thing if he does. I think that's what Mark is saying, basically.
Yeah, and it's not crazy because, again, as you said, we just saw it. But it just doesn't feel like it's in the cards this year simply because of everything happening around, right, externally. The teams are playing are better. The defenses are better. There's been a little bit figured out. There's no threat. So everything is, you know, close to the line of scrimmage, zero margin for error, et cetera. And, you know, it seems as if there's not a ton of running lanes for him. Anything designed is being shoved at this point, right, when it comes to Daniels. And, yeah, there's still some exceptional playmaking that has happened, will happen, and, you know, it hasn't left him just yet. But the injuries have mounted up, and it just seems that there's no counterpunch in this offense, which is a larger-than-Daniels question for me.
But last year, the beauty was he took a 7-win team and he made him a 12-win team.
Right.
You know, and there haven't been a lot of those types of outings this season. By the way, looking at Sam Darnold's numbers this year, he was talking about he struggles in primetime. He certainly hasn't had his best games of the season in primetime, but they're 2-0 in primetime this year. And in those games, you know, he's got one total interception and he's played at a pretty high level. So maybe that's been the book on him. I'd have to go back over the rest of his career, but certainly has not been the case necessarily this season.
Yeah, rep is the big game meltdown. And where everyone's waited, 17 weeks last year for that confirmation to finally happen, and then it right. did at the end of the year. But that's been his rep, is that he wilts under the big lights.
And that's generally the rep of anybody that people just are surprised is good.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins has dealt with that his whole career. It's like you look up his numbers in primetime, they're pretty damn good. It's like, oh, well, he's going to suck because it's a big stage. People say the same thing about Sam Darnold. I don't think when the game starts is going to be why Sam Darnold struggles or doesn't. They're either going to harass him, pressure him, make him make a bad decision, jump a route and pick off a pass or not. It's not going to be because it's at night.
Or not because this defense can't do those things.
Well, that's possible, too.
Yeah.
Berrios Fuluga in about 20 minutes. Grant and Danny getting closer to week 8. We got a Thursday night football game to preview as we continue on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, Danny, you start every show by talking about the weather.
Yes, I do.
Have you looked ahead to weather for tomorrow yet? I am curious if it's going to be cold as we're walking around on Halloween with the kids or if it's going to be comfortable.
It looks crisp. It's like a crisp fall day in between like 50, 55, somewhere in there.
I was going to say crisp to me is like 52 to 59.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you get into that upper 40s, really low 50s, now it's just cold.
Well, to me, that's still in brisk territory. Crisp
50s. When does 50s, cold start?
Sub 45 to me.
Oh, that, I mean 47.
Riggins and down for me. So it's crisp in the 50s, brisk in the 40s. It's kind of, and this is me figuring this out in real time how I would describe it. And then cold underneath that. Freezing is like teens and below.
Freezing is probably right around 32 if I had to say.
Well, but you're doing the science bit, which I'm not, where it's like, now it's like, oh, it's cold. Like, I can deal with that. Freezing implies a level of misery.
I think you're forgetting how cold, like, 41 degrees is, bro. You can't just wear a hoodie in 41.
No, it's I'll call that cold. It's cold.
I asked you about your earmuffs, and you didn't bring them to Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Have you retired those altogether because of me making fun of them?
No, not at all.
Because one of the only times I've ever seen, like, me... Quick Joan, you actually get bothered was over the earmuffs, if I could say that. I don't know why, or if it was just I caught you in the right mood or whatever, but you wore earmuffs into the studio, and I said, can I take a picture of those? Which I did. And as I was doing it, you were so mad.
Just had enough of that. Yeah, whatever that is. I don't really have time for that, I think, in general.
But, guy, you can't wear earmuffs as a 46-year-old and then get mad at me.
Well, sure you can, again. But you're just like, oh, no one does that. Like, it's a business. They're in business. They're selling them to somebody, you know. And it's one of those things where you don't have to, like, they don't go over your head. They go around the back.
It's incredible.
With, like, I don't know how it works, like a snap thing kind of. I don't know how to describe it.
Let me see if I still have it.
I'm sure you do.
In my gallery. Yeah. No, because, you know, I delete everything. But I had saved those for a long time, oddly. Because I didn't post it right away because of how mad you were. And I was like, okay, this is not going to go over well. So I figured I'd wait till a day when you were in like a better mood so I could post it. But I just think there's something about that that was like a bridge too far where it like cut. You know, like sometimes you're like, oh, this one, I'm like stepping on a wire here with Danny. It's almost like they're very special to you.
Well, they're so comfortable. I love them. And it's like, it's a way to like.
I want to be clear with what they are, by the way. These are like these warm. Puffy?
Not puffy.
They're a little bit puffy.
Not puffy at all.
But
like zero puff.
They're on both ears, and then they go behind his ears where like some guy would wear glasses wire.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't go on the top of your head like bunny ears, like a Halloween costume
might. Like your headphones
might.
Do right now.
Yeah, but it goes, doesn't
so
do that.
Just move your headphones down.
It goes like that, and it's around the back. And not puffy at all. And it's like, fits so snugly over ears to prevent any of the ear cold that comes with like a stiff breeze or like that briskness outside.
Think about what this guy's saying, though, by the way.
Yeah.
He's worried about the ear cold that comes with a stiff breeze. I mean, who does this?
Tens of millions of people worldwide.
Think about like a kid in a movie where their parents dressed them to go to school for Christmas time or like some like recital. That's what they are. I've just never seen any other like person, certainly a grown man, wear them. And Danny wore them in here, and I made a comment. It was like, uh-oh, that one wasn't good. That one was
But it's fun. Not a comment. It's like and this happens way too often, and it's one-way street, by the way.
Yeah.
Where you just
Why don't
like
wear earmuffs?
No, well, like, I'm minding my business, and you're like, you can't continue with your day. Either laugh at me or say I can't do the show anymore because I like wore a visor or like shaved my face. It's like the audacity of me to just live my life in a way that offends you in some direction.
It's not offensive.
Well, offense is the wrong word, but like that you find a bridge too far. I can't go on with my day because you have earmuffs on because it's cold outside.
I could certainly go on with my day. I just wanted a picture before I did. That's all.
What'd you want the picture for? Posterity to remember the day? No, you wanted to post it and be like, look at this a-hole. You're not doing that because you think it looks awesome to figure out where to buy it. Like, oh, I like your vest. Where did you get that?
That's actually literally where I wanted to
do it. Not what you're doing at all.
I wanted to get the earmuffs.
Yeah, and I just, you know what? At a certain point, or certain times where it's like, I'm not in the mood for that.
That was definitely
one of those times.
Are you going to wear them again, do you think?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, good.
Couldn't be more comfortable or functional.
I didn't want to be the reason why you stopped wearing your earmuffs. That's all. So if we get those this year, that would be nice. Whenever you're ready. It's probably not cold enough yet.
No, it's not. It's still in crisp, not brisk yet.
Does anyone in this studio, Darius, Toby, or Ryan, have any of you guys ever worn earmuffs before?
I did when I was like 6 years old at FedEx Field when it was like a 30-degree day.
Okay.
That's it,
Dad.
I don't think I've owned earmuffs at least since I've hit my teens.
So
if
I've never used an umbrella for rain. So that's where like Danny's just he's gonna dress for the weather more than I'm ever going to. Toby,
that's what a beanie's for. I'm gonna wear a beanie.
Exactly, beanie.
I got those too.
Yeah, you go earmuffs under the beanie.
No, not usually.
You just didn't want to go beanie that day.
No, just again that's what gets cold. And you know if I wear a beanie now my hair is all jacked up and it's matted and annoying, which doesn't feel very good. So like it saves everything. It's so comfortable. Does what it's supposed to do. It's the right in between situation. Like if it's freezing, you got a beanie up. You have to. But if it's like cold, like now my ears are all red and like the wind's been cracking
where
at them and
the
stuff.
Where are the earmuffs right now? I'm curious. Where do you keep them?
It's a search for my stuff when I need it every year. My wife calls it away or where it belongs, and I don't know where that is. So I will go.
So it's not like a place in the closet right now. If you had to go home and take a picture of them.
Well, I'm sure there is. Yeah. I have no idea though. That's why I go through this every year where, okay, it's time for the long pants. And I have no idea where they are. No clue where my jacket is.
So you're not going to find this funny at all, but I think it would be hilarious. Like just the idea of you being like to your wife, where are my earmuffs? I just think that's just you asking her like, hey, where are my earmuffs? And she's like, oh, let me find them for you, hon. I just think that's so funny. So funny. Like asking her where your earmuffs are? That's not good. That's
I don't know. I'm trying to see that one. Where's the
nothing?
No.
All right. Daris, nothing? That's not kind of funny. Honey, where are your earmuffs?
It's a little chuckle. You got a chuckle from me.
Just because I don't know. Is it because I don't know where anything is? Is that because that's true?
No, it's because they're the earmuffs. We're just sticking with they're the earmuffs.
Oh, I see. So not funny then. I got it.
Barry's Feluga joins us next. We'll talk Nats and Commanders on the Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.